From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. More young Californians are registered to vote now than a decade ago, but not nearly as many as the general population. Ben Edler has more from Sacramento on a new report out Wednesday from UC Davis.
Here's the good news from the study, says author Mindy Romero.
We found that there's been dramatic growth in the numbers of youth registrants in the state of California over the last decade.
A 25% increase from 2002 to 2010.
At the same time, registration rates for youth are still very low. There's a 32% gap.
Compared to the overall population, Romero says that's due to inconsistent young voter education programs and barriers in the voter registration system. She says new state laws will help, at least a bit.
The recent additions of online voter registration, as well as same-day registration recently signed, we expect it to increase registration rates for youth.
Regionally, the Bay Area and Sacramento have higher percentages of youth voters. San Diego and the San Joaquin Valley have lower rates. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Summer is over, but California state fire officials say we could still see large wildfires throughout the state this month. Daniel Berlant is with CAL FIRE.
With the dry conditions and just coming off of what has been above average temperatures across California, the fire danger remains very high. October historically is one of the most damaging months for wildfires.
Last year's dry winter left very little water content in grass, timber, and other vegetation. And Berlant says with no significant rainfall in sight, the 2012 fire season could extend into the late fall months.
This year, we've responded to over 1,300 more wildfires than last year, and actually 20% more fires than an average year. So it's been a very busy year for us already, and unfortunately, the season is not over yet.
Berlant says CAL FIRE has spent more than $148 million of the state's emergency fund to fight wildfires this year. That's the KRCB California Update. Find more stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.